Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school.
Good morning. It's time for our Sunday school lesson. Today we are talking about Christian rhythms, things that we do constantly, things that we do daily, things that we do maybe during the day. What do you do, glory to God, when it comes to glorifying God? What pattern do you follow? What do you do? Do you pray daily? Do you pray during the day? What do you do as a Christian, glory to God? So in this lesson, glory to God, we're going to be talking about Christian rhythms, Christian patterns, things that Christians do.
Amen, amen. Christian rhythms of life.
Hallelujah.
Basically, the rhythm changes. our Christian rhythm of life, we're going to explain how it changes throughout life, praise God. And basically how your things you cannot do in the OA, it changes, amen. Let's look at, we're going to be coming from Mark, 2nd chapter, 18 through 28. 2nd chapter, 18 through 28. And our first verse 18, we're going to be looking at questions of fasting. That's right. A question of fasting. Differing practices. Again, we're talking about that rhythm now. Different practices. 18 said, and the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast, and they come and say unto him, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not?
So they want to know from Jesus, wait a minute, it's been a rhythm, it's been a tradition. We've been fasting, and as we look around, we recognize one thing, that the disciples are not fasting. So Jesus is going to answer them, glory to God, about this question that they have. Because remember, the Pharisees are trying to find condemnations. They are trying to contradict the work of Jesus. They are trying to bring forth errors. So now they want to question fasting. And this is what our lesson is going to kind of deal with today, how Jesus deals with that question.
Amen. And verse 19, part of the lesson, it says fasting and presence. And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them?
Now, what Jesus is saying, he represents what? The bridegroom.
Amen.
He represents God. He represents that God sent him down from heaven. So he said, the bridegroom is here. I'm here. So why would the children need to fast, Lord God, when I'm here to teach them the way? I'm here to instruct them. So is there really a need for them to fast? So he's bringing to attention the question that they ask. So you want to know why the disciples are not fasting? Well, It's because I'm here, glory to God. Because the bridegroom is in the chamber. Because the bridegroom is present, glory
Amen.
To God.
And it just fended up as long as they have the bridegroom with them.
Wow.
They cannot fast.
They don't need to.
You don't need to. Because that's one thing that we fast. We fast to be a presence with God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But when you're in the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
You don't fast. Amen.
They're
praise
in the
God.
Presence of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now, in that 20th verse, but the day will come.
Yes.
When the bridegroom shall be taken away from them. And then shall they fast
glory
in those
God.
Days.
Glory to God. So in other words, I'm present with them. But there's going to come a day when hallelujah, I'm not going to be in their presence anymore. Glory to God. And they're going to have to fast to have communion with me. They're going to have to fast and pray, glory to God, to have communion. Glory to God. They're going to have to separate themselves. So that would be a need to what to fast at that time. But right now, glory to God, the bridegroom is present. Glory to God. The bridegroom is present. And what Jesus is letting them know, and there's going to come a time that he is going to what leave. There's going to come a time, you know, he's going to be crucified. Glory to God. There's going to come a time, glory to God, when they're going to put him in what? In a grave. Glory to God. There's going to come a time that he's going to be resurrected from the grave. There's going to come a time that he's going to go back to heaven. Glory to God. After teaching them the way. Glory to God. So right now, hallelujah. He said, right now, glory to God. Somebody say, right now. The bridegroom is present with the disciples, glory to God. So right now, they have no need to fast because the bridegroom is here teaching them the way, leading them, hallelujah, to the way of God.
Amen. Amen. And through the fast, like I said, fasting and for the present. Right now, we have to fast because guess what? We are with God, but yet we are with him through our new birth. That change of rhythm in life when we're born again. Sometimes it's going to be to the point we should see him afar. But in those days, we fast because we want to be what? In the presence of God.
So you're talking about a present fast. The
That's
day,
right.
Today, we as believers, we spend time with the Lord. And we are fasting and we are praying because the bridegroom is not present physically with us.
Amen.
But he's present spiritually with us. But we still spend time to be alone with him. We spend time building up ourselves, God, to God. We spend our time, glory to God, praying and seeking a greater move of God in our life. So because Jesus, hallelujah, is not physically here, it said, okay, now you're going to fast. It's going to be okay for you to fast now, glory to God. But you see, the Pharisees will say, well, we fast. But he said, wait a minute, you don't recognize something. You don't recognize, glory to God, Pharisees, that the bridegroom is here. that Jesus is here, glory to God. The Father sent him, glory to God. Sent me, glory to God, to teach, hallelujah, to guide, hallelujah, to lead, glory to God. So right now, you don't need to fast, glory to God, because the bridegroom is here to teach the way.
Amen. The Pharisees, when they were fast, they were fasting. They weren't fasting knowing that they wanted to be in the presence of God. They were fasting out of tradition. They were just fasting because, hey, this is something we do. This is something we do. Fast. But again, we want to fast for the in the presence of God. And the disciples of Jesus, they were in his presence.
Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God. And let's look at verse 21, and it's going to be part C, new and old, new and old. Now, we're talking about rhythms and the change, new and old. It says, no man also seweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filleth it up, take away from the old, and the rent is made worse.
In other words, I'm coming to bring you what? A new garment. I'm coming to bring you new life, glory to God. And what you need to understand, the knowledge that you're going to be received, glory to God, you can't sew it on to something old. Here you're talking about the rhythms of the past, the things that you used to doing, glory to God. I'm trying to teach you the new way. I'm trying to teach you the ways of God and what you need to do. You cannot take what the old thing and tie it together to make it new. He said, I've come to bring you a life. I've come to bring you a new word. I've come to teach you the way, glory to God. So you don't come up with all these traditions. things, glory God, that you used to do. You need to get what that word, that fresh word, that fresh understanding, that fresh knowledge that Jesus is bringing to them, glory God. And he's something. So in other words, they represent the old garment. Hallelujah. And Jesus represents a new garment. He's coming to teach them the ways of God. Their rhythm and the things that they were doing, glory God, of the past, it needs to be what changed, because he's leading them to the newness of life. Glory to God.
Amen. And I'm just going to use a few examples of this old, new and old. See, a lot of times people join the church. They said they're becoming a Christian, but yet they're trying to put things new onto some old. You're trying to add going to church, but you still go to the club. you can't tie them together, because the only thing you're going to do is make things worse. Glory to God. So what you need to do is know that we are born again. We of a new creation. It's an old thing got to be passed away. Well, you got to put away them old things.
Oh, hallelujah.
You can't put the new on top of the old. You can't sew it in. It says that the rhythm of our life has changed. Amen.
Glory, God.
Glory to God.
So he's letting the Pharisees know there's a newness. Glory to God. There's a change. Glory to God. I'm teaching you the ways of God. I've come to bring you the word. I've come to teach you the things of God. Hallelujah. The ways of God. And here they are trying to what? They're trying to stick to the old. They're trying to say, this is the way we used to do it, and this is the way we need to keep on doing it. And Jesus said, no, the bridegroom is here to teach you the ways of God. Glory to God. He said, I'm here, glory to God, to teach the ways of God. You caught up in your tradition, glory to God. But I need to teach you the ways of God so that you can have newness in life.
Amen, amen, praise God. Let's look here now at verse 22. We're still dealing with the new and old. It says, and no man putteth new wine into an old bottle.
Well,
else the new wine doeth burst the bottles.
In other words, I'm bringing you a new word. And here you want to put it into an old bottle. You want to put what I'm teaching you into the old bottle, into the old ways, into the old traditions. He said, guess what? That's not going to work. Hallelujah. You're going to have a change of heart. You're going to have a change of what? Of belief. Glory to God. You're going to have a change, because I've come to show you the way to God. I've come to help you. Glory to God. But you want to still deal with the old. Glory to God. But I've come to let you know, glory to God, that I'm coming to bring you what? A new life. Hallelujah. A new beginning. Hallelujah. A new walk. Hallelujah. A new way. Hallelujah. It's all in who? In God. He said, but you want to stay in the past. You want to stay in the tradition. You want to keep looking back. He said, you know what? I got to press toward the mark of high calling. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which is in Christ Jesus. So he said, I need to teach you, you know what? How to press toward the mark. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus.
Amen, amen. And I'm going to throw this one of these parallel examples. You need to know that when you're trying to put new wine in an old bottle, you're trying to read the Bible, but you change turn away from the world ways. Don't you know that what drives people crazy? It's going to burst. We said before, it's going to make things worse. You can't add on. You can't add the new wine. You can't add the word of God. And you ain't gotten away from the old mind. The word of God, to let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Now, we talking about a new mind. We talking about of a new creature. We seeking the things of the new. And look in them. And it said, it shall burst. And the wine is spilled.
In other words, what you have been taught, what you're being taught, if you're trying to bring it together, it's not going to work. Because he's coming to show you what the newness of life, the new walk, hallelujah, the new relationship, glory to God, which is a greater relationship. Because now what, you're in the presence of what? Of the Almighty God, because Jesus and the Father are one, glory to God. And he's come to what? To bring man to where they need to be, glory to God, in their walk, hallelujah, with God, in their relationship with God. So, Let's leave your old stuff behind, and let's learn the ways of God so that you can walk in what? In the newness of life, glory to God. We got to put that old way behind, glory to God. And I told you, we got to keep on pressing toward the mark of higher calling,
come on now,
which is in Christ Jesus. But the Pharisees trying to bring them back. And Jesus said, I'm trying to bring you forward. I'm trying to bring you to the ways of God. Hallelujah. So you, it's not going to work because you want to tie it together. Glory to God. You got to put away those old things. Hallelujah. You got to separate yourself. Glory to God. And you got to walk again, I'm going to say, in the newness of life.
Amen. Again, to finish it up, and the balls will become marred. But the new wine must be put into a new bottle. It's got to be put in a new mind. It's got to be put in a new bottle. Oh, glory to God. It's got to be put into that which is a new.
Old things are passed away. But behold, all things become
all
new.
Things.
So we got to understand, glory to God, that we can't tie in the old ways with a new way. We're going to be walking in the newness of Christ, the new ways of Christ. We're going to be understanding what he's teaching, glory to God. And we want the newness to come into us. And we want to purge the things that's not of God, the old way, glory to God. We want to leave the old things, glory to God. We want to separate ourselves from the old way, glory to God. And we want to be brand new in him, glory to God. Brand new in him. We're going to leave those other things, what, behind. We're going to separate those other things, hallelujah. And we're going to press toward, hallelujah, Christ.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now we're going to be going into this part two. It's question of Sabbath. Question of Sabbath. And part eight is accusations. Verse 23 says, and it came to pass that he went through the cornfield on the Sabbath day. And his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn.
Okay, let me explain the old way. And what they were saying was, in the old way, you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. But here, you find that the disciples were hungry. Glory to God. And they, as they walked through the cornfield, they begin to pluck some of the corn, and they begin to eat the corn to satisfy their hunger. So you know what the Pharisees are going to do. The Pharisees looking, and they're checking things out because they always say, you're not supposed to work. So they're looking at the disciples, and what they're doing, they're actually plucking the corn, and they actually what kind of grinding the corn in their hands, and they're eating the kernels of the corn, glory to God, because they were hungry. Let's see what they're saying now.
Amen. Amen. But now, this is an accusation. Mm-hmm. They see one thing, but they don't know actually what's going on. They see people plucking corn, which is a sign of work, but yet we know that they were plucking the corn because they were hungry and wanted to eat. They was doing it for a different reason. They wasn't working. They were gathering what they needed to eat. Amen. So again, now in verse 24, going into accusation. And the Pharisees said unto them, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day, which is not lawful? It ain't lawful to eat.
Nah, they talking and see what the Pharisees was doing. What the Pharisees was doing, they were looking at the fact that they were what they were eating the corn, but they said this was work because they were what, like, actually grinding the little corn and they were putting it in their hands and they were eating. So he said, now it's the law says they're not supposed to work. See, well, the Pharisees, gotta remember this. The Pharisees were looking to what, to condemn, hallelujah, the things that Jesus was teaching. So here you find that if the disciples were with Jesus and Jesus is letting them eat, they felt that Jesus was supposed to what, rebuke them, glory to God. But no. I'm telling you, Jesus got a new wine. He's teaching the new way. He's teaching a greater understanding, and they still looking at the rhythms of the past. Go ahead.
Amen. Again, they were with, oh hallelujah, glory to God. They were with the new covenant. They were with the new way of life because guess what? They was not working on being unlawful, but yet they were being true because guess what? They were with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 25, that's going to be accommodations. And he said unto them, have ye never read what David did? Mm-hmm. When he had need and was hungered, he and they that were with him.
In other words, like, since you want to be so biblical and you're trying to quote the scripture, he said to Jesus, let me draw your attention to David. You don't remember what David did? Remember God? When David was hungry? What did David do? So see what Jesus, see, they trying to trick Jesus. They trying to act like they can confuse it, but the word is of God. In the beginning was the Word. Glory to God. He was right there in the beginning. He's part of what the Word. He's a written Word. So they trying to talk about the Word when Jesus is the living Word. So he said, wait a minute. You read the Bible. Did you read about David and what David did when he was hungry? Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. And verse 26. How he went into the house of the Lord.
Well.
In the day of Amalek, the high priest, and did eat the showbread.
Now remember, the showbread, okay, David ate of what? The showbread. Now usually the showbread is what is for the priest. And David went into the house of the Lord, glory to God, and he ate, he said hallelujah, and he shared the showbread even with his men because they were what? They were hungry, glory to God. Now listen, how Jesus is going to answer that. Because he's drawing them to what? To a scripture. He's drawing them to the word. But did, if you're so knowledgeable, did you remember what David did, glory to God, when he went into the temple, glory to God, and he was hungry? Do you remember, glory to God?
Amen, amen. Now again, we're looking at the old and the new, mm-hmm. glory to God. We're looking at, we're questioning what being done on the Sabbath. Now, he told him, hey, you know what David did, but yet God was, Jesus was pointing out to them that, and now listen, they ate the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, mm-hmm. to eat for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. The bread was for the priests, but yet Jesus, oh hallelujah, he is the high priest.
And he said, hey, wait, now we got to finish this now. We got to read this next verse. So what he was saying, they ate. Yeah, they did eat of the showbread. Glory to God. And he did share with the men. But let's see what this next verse is saying.
Account. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man made for the Sabbath.
Well, you got to get your focus. That's what Jesus said. Wait. He said, the Sabbath is made for what? For what? For man. It's made for man to worship God. It's made for man to what? To come in the presence of God. Hallelujah. But you coming up with all kind of rules. You coming up with saying, well, he went in there. He's grinding. He's eating that corn in the cornfield. He's working. So he's not supposed to work. Now he's hungry. The men are hungry, and they're eating the corn. But you condemning them. But I want to bring you to the fact that David, glory to God, went into the temple of God. And he did eat of the showbread because he recognized that what the people were hungry. But listen, look how God worked it out.
Amen. Go ahead. Again, I'm going to read this one more time about the account. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
Well,
this bread was made, hey, for a worship and a service unto God. And that priest did take of it. Now in verse 28 says, therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also unto the Sabbath.
He was Lord also of the Sabbath. And if you read the entire account in that Bible, glory to God, you will find out, that, glory to God, that it was time to remove the showbread from the altar. Hallelujah. So it was not fresh showbread. It was about to be removed, glory to God. But look how God had the wisdom of God. Had used David to what to eat bread that was getting ready to be what removed. So he had not done anything wrong, glory to God. And the priest did let him eat, glory to God. Because you see what happened? They focus on, they looking for error. Got to remember that what the Pharisees were doing, they were looking for contradiction in the walk of Jesus Christ. Now, how you going to contradict him? Well, right, when he is the living word. How you going to try to correct him when he is the living word? So many people, glory to God, come up with all kind of opinions, glory to God, with all kind of ideas. But you got to know what the word of God is saying. We worship God. Hallelujah. We praise God. So he was saying, at that time, glory to God, if you read the account, you're going to find out what happened, glory to God. Yes, David did eat, the men did eat, but the priest did not condemn David. So why are you going to condemn the man of God, the man of God, Jesus, glory to God? Why are you looking for fault? Because these men were hungry and didn't eat, glory to God. You got to have the right focus. You got to have your right focus. You got to have your understanding. You need some new wine. Glory to God. That's what was going on. The Pharisees needed a new birth. They needed to learn the ways of God. They needed to have knowledge instead of trying to teach Jesus. How you going to teach Jesus? Hallelujah. He's come to teach you the ways of God. He's come to lead you in a new way of life. Glory to God. He's coming to let you know that you got to put off the old and you got to put on the brand new. Hallelujah. He letting you know that you got to have a new mind. And the new mind is in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. You got to have a new walk. And the new walk is in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. You got to know the word. Glory to God. And you got to allow the word to abide on the inside of you. Glory to God. And if you don't understand what the word is saying, you pray and you fast and you seek knowledge and you seek understanding so that you begin to understand the word. In other words, Pharisees, why are you trying to condemn Jesus? Why are you trying to condemn what's going on? When you don't fully understand the word of God, the law of God, hallelujah, you're not moving in the ways of God because you're still trying to stick to the old. You're still trying to stick to tradition. You're still trying to stick to what you think you know. And I've come to show you the way. Glory to God.
Amen. Again, therefore, the Son of Man is Lord. Also of the Sabbath.
Hallelujah. Now,
again, you talking about what we're doing on when you talking about the Son of Man? Hey, he is Lord of the Sabbath.
Of the Sabbath.
Whatever God want to do on the Sabbath, he can do it.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't created for man. Man was created. Oh, hallelujah! We have to know this, and we can't be tongue minded on the things that we done got a tradition of doing. God can do something new.
See, when you start thinking about rhythm, you're thinking about somebody trying to do the same thing, the same beat. Glory to God. Hey, look, you got to walk in the newness of life. It's a new walk. It's a new talk. It's a new way in him. Glory to God. But we got to understand that he is going to teach us and he's going to lead us. He's going to show us. And guess what, y'all? He sends the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us in the ways of God. So we got some help. But Jesus was teaching. Glory to God. And what the Pharisees needed to do was listen to the teaching instead of looking for what? For fault. They constantly were looking for fault. They were constantly looking for contradiction instead of opening up their hearts to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Again, going back to the old and the new, we have to realize we got the center our culture on Christ. Where we are right now, we got to center our culture around the word of God on who we ought to be as children of God. We got to forget those things which are behind us. We got to move away from it because guess what? We need to know that God is our Lord. We have to know that our whole culture, our life, it says Christian rhythms.
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland, saying, I know you have enjoyed that word, coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry, to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.